What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Barn Social Hour. This is a kind of a special Barn Social Hour because me and Graham are in person together this time. My name's Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean in person. So let's just hop right into it, Graham. We went to practice today.
We did.
And that was fun to do. Appreciate the opportunity with the barn to get to do that. A lot of fun. Dream come true. 8-year-old me would have been screaming, crying, and throwing up. So I'm very happy about that. But Graham, you got to see some of the offensive line, and I got to cover some of the defensive line, and we both got to see a little bit of Byron Brown and our receivers, but yeah. I'll let you go first. What stood out to you as far as offensive line goes?
Yeah, I mean, I was honestly kind of impressed. Now, I was a little – they're doing – like, the first thing I saw, they're doing some drills. You know, we didn't get to see a ton. We got to see, like, mainly just a couple of drills, and that was it. We were only in there for about 25 to 30 minutes.
Yeah. It went by quick.
It did. I was shocked at how fast we were in and out. So I got to see a little bit. But, yeah, they had only four lined up in the drill. I played offensive line growing up and stuff.
Yeah.
Typically in those type of drills, like, you have your five guys across the board. Like, you have all five doing the drill. Like, it's your starting five do the first rep, and then, you know, your backups and whatever. But they only had four. They only had four stations set up on this drill. But I wanted to kind of go through – who was kind of in that first group for the offensive line. So we had – this was from – the person that was missing would be the right tackle, and I'll cover that in just a minute. But from left to right, we had number 71, Ty Buster, at left guard.
Yeah, I kind of saw from a distance, but –
Or left tackle.
I was outside for most of the practice.
Yeah.
You were inside.
See, left guard or one of the guards, I think. Or it might be a tackle. But Ty Buster, number 71. Center, number 72, Cole Best. Presumably another guard, number 56, Cole Skinner. And then projected tackle, number 79, Joe Simmons.
Cole Best is a unit, by the way.
Dude, yeah. We got to talk to some of the players, you know, afterwards and stuff, after practice. And he was one of the ones that they had come over to kind of talk to us, but he's huge. But I mean, what I want to say to that is he was, to me, like, one of the smaller ones that we had. Like, don't get me wrong, he's a huge guy. He's an offensive lineman in the SEC, but
yeah, kind of has to be.
And I wanted to mention Joe Simmons was huge, absolutely massive. Gonna play tackle. I'm not worried about him at all. If I remember correctly, I know I haven't pulled up anything right now, but Joe Simmons was coming from JMU.
Mm-hmm.
But man, he definitely has the size and the explosiveness and strength to succeed in this offense. And then the last thing I want to touch on is one of the tackle positions was missing. I'm assuming it's going to be Stanton Rommel.
Yeah, Rommel.
Golish said in his presser that he was coming off an injury and was hoping to be back at some point this spring, but he was out doing his own stuff, kind of just like, you know, recovery work. You know, he was in helmet and shoulder pads and stuff, but he was just doing his own stuff to the side, so he wasn't with the offensive line. But overall, like, I'm pretty impressed with the offensive line. I think I answered some questions, but I do still have some questions about it. But I think I'm a little less concerned about the offensive line now than I was going in.
Yeah. As far as defensive line goes, that's where I was. I feel like we are in a really good spot with the DL, especially I know everyone's thinking, oh, my gosh, what happened to Keldrick Falk? You know, who's going to be our next Keldrick Falk? Well, I have a name for you, Malik. That name right there, keep that name in your head. He went off today.
I'm Malik Blockton. Malik Autry.
Yeah, Malik Autry. Yeah, let me clarify that. Malik Autry. Whenever I walked outside to see them doing the sled drills, he was leading the charge. And every time he would get up there to do the sled, the coach was like, no notes, next. And everyone would kind of follow suit. So I'm hoping that's the type of leadership we have on the defensive line next year. Kind of fill those shoes that we were missing with Keldrick Falk. We'll see. But as far as what I saw today, I was very impressed with Malik, and I'm hoping that it'll be one of those situations where, because he's playing he's playing better, that everyone else will step up and make everyone around him better. So that to me is what stood out the most about the DL. And then they did some drills inside. They're very aggressive per usual, but you know, I'm excited. Durkin caught some of the linebackers too. The energy from the defense was just, you know, per usual every single time.
Sorry guys.
Happens to everyone.
Get a phone call.
Just Durkin's bringing the energy, and it's once again, the defense is going to be fine. Last year, we were literally under Ohio State and Indiana as far as defense goes. And obviously, when Durkin took over the head coaching role for the interim, you know, defense kind of slacked a little bit. I think that had to do with him not being as involved with the defense. He had to worry about everything as well as defense. But I really do think we're in a good spot defensively. I think we'll be fine. I think we'll pick up right where we left off, and it won't be a problem. As far as just overall, like a team, and I think you can attest to this because we were standing there when we saw it, Golish is an Energizer bunny. He was running around, high-fiving people. He was chest bump. Him and Byron Brown were catching, I'm not even kidding, air. Like there was significant space between the soles of their feet and the turf at the practice facility. They were catching air on their chest bumps. The energy was great, and that was very evident after practice when we were talking to some of the players. Mm-hmm. You listened to what is Xavier Chaplin or
Atkins?
Atkins.
I listened to Xavier Atkins.
Atkins. Xavier Chaplin.
Long gone. Long gone. Thankfully,
long gone. I was thinking about him the other day too. Speaking of that, but
had a bad dream. Had a nightmare. It was him. Ball started.
Apparently, you can't hear. So anyway, we're talking to them, and mainly a lot of the players did, but specifically Alex McPherson and Xavier Atkins, same kind of quote, if you will.
Two returners, which makes sense. Like, yeah. Because obviously they know the difference between this year and last year.
And they said the energy level at this practice topped any practice from like last year, which is very telling. And they mentioned the music.
Xavier Atkins,
Literally,
he said, I mean, we walked in, the first Zach was asking a question. One of the first response was, I mean, you heard the music when you walked in. Like, it was, he kind of chuckled. Like, he was like, it's, you know, better.
Yeah.
Everyone just like, everyone laughed. It was
and funny. There's nothing wrong with, because Hugh Freeze, if those that, you know, that don't know what music he was playing Christian worship music, which I don't mind. That's not bad. Okay. But when you're practicing football, where you're literally trying to take someone's head off, you can receive the reign of Jesus later in the day. You know what I mean? Not when you're trying to prep for an Iron Bowl or the Georgia game or LSU or Florida, whoever you're playing. And I really like the energy. Honestly, it was kind of like almost infectious with like just everyone kind of just the vibes were great. Like between like everyone that was there for media, like everyone was kind of laughing, smiling, like the vibes were great. And I know it's first practice, it's football. Everyone was excited to be there.
Yeah.
But overall, I thought it was great. I'm excited to see what Golish and company have in store. One thing, too, I want to mention, too, because we kind of both got to see this. Byron Brown and the receivers, as we've talked about on the show, we're going to be okay. We're going to be fine. Byron Brown has a – what would you call it? I guess a hitch in his throw.
A hitch in his throwing motion.
It's like
– he can throw the ball well. It's not affecting him throwing the ball.
No.
Ball's nice. It just looks a little funny.
Like, it's a beautiful – like, when it's released, it's a beautiful ball, okay? Don't get it twisted. It just looks a little odd, but the way he releases it, the hitch almost acts as like a momentum boost.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's kind of delayed, and it's like, skoosh, you know what I mean?
It's like kind of a slow windup, and then all of a sudden, the ball's out.
But did you notice, though, whenever – and I guess it's because they've played together, but, like, the receivers knew the timing. It was like clockwork. And I'm like, this is the first practice, and they're like mid-season form.
Yeah.
So I'm personally –
and I was impressed by some of the receivers. I mean
– oh, my God.
Keyshawn Singleton is everything that you thought.
Y'all, he is
– he's a large human
being. He is as advertised.
Kyle was kind of talking about how, like, you know – you think of, you know, G5 schools, like the talent between, you know, G5 and SEC is obviously like there's a gap. But like, I mean, you see Keyshawn Singleton, you're like, how was this dude playing in the G5 before this? Like,
dude's a unit.
He's huge, huge. And he's only, I mean, I think he's going into his sophomore, junior year. I think he's going to do his junior year this year.
Yeah.
But like, I was just impressed. And then there was someone else. Let me pull out the roster.
Yeah.
Got some rosters. But
got some rosters.
Who was it?
Was it it's very small font, by the way. It's like two font. We're having to like look at it. But I mean, as far as like organization goes, I mean, it was a pretty good roster. I'm not gonna lie.
Deshaun Spencer.
Yes,
I saw him run a route, catch a ball, and he's. I mean, he's tall. He's a tall kid. I mean, it kind of reminds. And it's they're different, but he kind of reminded me of Cam Coleman when he got to Auburn. Like,
yes,
tall.
Exactly.
Was a little filled out, but like can definitely fill out more, and mm-hmm. and that will happen. We know naturally under a college, you know, strength coach and staff, but. Really impressed by what I saw with him. Really fast, really good cuts, and really good size. So that I'm super excited for him. Any more people to you that you saw that really stood out to you today?
I mean, Elijah Melendez, mm-hmm. Year two, very energetic today, very excited. You can tell he's fired up for football season based off the amount of effort he put in the drills. You would have thought we had a game tomorrow. With the effort he put in the drills. And you could tell that both Golish and Durkin were both very impressed when he would come off the ball in the drills, specifically he was in. So,
yeah. And what would be really exciting about that is especially him and, like, someone like Malik Autry, because you say, like, Malik had a perfect rep, like, first thing today. Like, they always say that – and we brought this up on the show before, but, like, mm-hmm. the jump from your freshman to sophomore year – can be huge. I mean, we saw with someone like Keldrick Falk going mm-hmm. from his freshman to sophomore year and was like, wow, this dude's going to be fantastic. And we've seen multiple guys. But, man, if that can be true for a lot of guys on this defense, like, you know, you have Fagans, you have Blake Woodby, you have Eric Winters, you have Malik Autry, you have Elijah Melendez. Dude, if a lot of these guys take that step forward next year or this coming season, like, man, our defense could be one of the best in the country.
That's what I'm saying. Our defense is in good hands.
Yeah. We still have DJ Durkin. Like, we didn't even lose DJ Durkin. So it's really could lead up to be something really
That's what good. I'm saying. I think we're going to pick up where we left off. Yeah. Like, I know, and people are going to think, well, we kind of gave up a lot of points there in the year. Well, Durkin wasn't the DC. He was the interim. He wasn't focused on the defense. He was focused on everything.
Yeah. And we got to keep Fontrell, the line coach.
Gosh.
Like, that's massive.
He was cracking me up. You wouldn't think he would have a lot of energy, but he was dancing around like in between, you know, mm-hmm. drills and everything. It was funny. The vibes were just up today. They were great. It was awesome. It was fun to see that.
Golish did say in his presser, because we only got to like the very beginning of practice. We saw like them stretch.
Yeah.
Then go to like position groups, and then we were out. That's all we could see. And that's standard. Like they're not going to show us team stuff yet, mm-hmm. but in his presser, and you could probably find this, you know, anywhere right now, but Golish said that towards the end of the practice, people got a little sloppy. Energy kind of died a little bit. But, I mean, first day, people are tired. Like, you know, they're getting back into the swing of things, back into the swing of football. So that's something that is not shocking. And he said, we'll coach through that and they'll be fine. So
yeah. As far as special teams goes, I know a lot of people are probably wondering, how is Alex McPherson? He's great. Talk to him after the practice. He's doing good. Health-wise, doing great. I asked him – he honestly, it was kind of refreshing to him, I think. So I said, outside of football, how are you? And he was like, I am great. I'm better than I felt in the past few months. So I was like –
good. I didn't really see any special teams today.
No, I didn't. Yeah, they weren't really doing a lot of kicking.
They're outside too. Practice today was like all inside. There's a couple groups outside.
Yeah, D-line and edge rushers were outside.
But like offensive line were inside. DBs were inside. Running back inside. Wide receivers inside. Quarterbacks inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't because of cold. Golish said in his presser that we took some questions that it was because the field was wet, and so they didn't want to hurt anybody. But
yeah,
it was cold this morning. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you know how else you can combat the cold, Graham? With Roback.
Roback.
Go to roback.com. Use code BARN20 to get 20% off your order. You see the hoodie on your screen. Me and Graham have the navy version of that. They also have a new collection of college licensed apparel that's official. Go ahead and get yours now. Again, use code BARN20 at roback.com. We're very thankful for the partnership with Roback, with the Barn and the Barn Social Hour. Again, that is code BARN20 at roback.com to get 20% off your next order. Graham, let's kind of shift gears here.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot going on. We have a baseball game at 4.
It's a busy day for Auburn.
Yeah, it's a very busy day. And campus is bustling, by the way. I forgot how bad traffic is down here. God.
Practice morning, like, there were a bunch of recruits there, too.
Lots of recruits.
It was a big recruiting day for the Tigers, too.
Yeah, it was funny too, because the you could tell they were like, okay, this is a different vibe than advertised. Yeah. So I'm hoping that kind of turns some heads today, but you know, we'll see. But again, shifting gears, we have a baseball game tonight against Georgia Tech, who is what, they're number 3
or something like that.
Yeah, number 3 in the country. We're number 4 or number 5 somewhere in there. So
it depends. Everyone says a different thing
wrong. Yeah. So and where it's, I think according to Brett, who's been on here before and on Barncast, I think it's the first time in a minute that we've had a top 10 matchup, top 5 matchup potentially in the Plainsman Park. So it's cool to see that. So if you're
expected to be packed,
I think it will be too. And if you're in town and you can go, please go. And then after that, we have a basketball game tonight.
$25 tickets.
Yeah. Me and Graham are going 9 p.m. tip off.
It's a late one.
There'll be, I think there will be a Barncast, I believe.
Yes, there will be a Barncast.
But I mean, me and Graham, we will not be there. No. Your favorite people will not be there.
Yeah.
So
Kyle and Zach will be on there. I don't know about Daryl. I don't know if he's going to be at the game tonight. I actually have no clue.
I think he said he was going to be at baseball.
Baseball.
So I think. But he might go after. He might come after. I have no idea.
But, yeah, Kyle and Zach will be doing a Barncast and whoever else is available.
Yeah.
But we'll be at the game.
Yeah, we'll be at the game. Stephen Pearl is encouraging everyone to come out. If you're in town, please go support the Auburn Tigers.
You know, everyone's like, we're at the point of like, well, I mean, like, and they talked about this on Village Vice. Like, look, no matter what you feel, if you are glad that we accepted the bid or wish we declined it, we did. We accepted it. We have a game tonight, so might as well support them and let's go win this whole thing.
Yeah, and we're the season didn't go as expected. Okay, granted, we could have done something in the season like not lose against Ole Miss, lose against Oklahoma. We should have beat Texas A&M on a buzzer beater. That wasn't really our fault. Granted, we could have, I think, held a lead there. Yeah. It was just one of those things where we just couldn't finish games.
Yeah, I mean, multiple.
Could it be Tennessee in this?
Auburn fans are used to that. I mean, yeah, exactly. Tennessee's a good example. We lose 20-0 lead.
Yeah, they went on a 20-0 run. It's ridiculous. Yeah, it shouldn't have happened. Like, literally the only thing to get Tennessee back in that game is that they went on a 20-0 run, and they did.
Yeah.
it was just our season in a nutshell. And tonight is kind of a way to, I guess, bounce back, but also turn the page. Like, I know this is technically still part of the season with this tournament.
Yeah.
But support the guys.
Yeah. Let's support this be the start of what's hopefully to come with Steven and Auburn basketball. Hopefully good stuff to come.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Like, at the end of the day, it's Auburn. Yes, the season was somewhat of a disappointment, or to
most, our standard.
Yeah, to our current standard of basketball, yes, it was a disappointment. But that being said, I think it would be a good omen for everyone to go support tonight. It's a home game. You're hosting. It's a tournament vibe, if you will, with NIT. We're playing South Alabama. It's a local school. So please get out there and support them and the guys and Steven. And I think they would, you know, appreciate it. I do think they'll be – if tickets are only $25, I don't know where – I know some spots.
Yeah, when was the last time – I mean, it has been a couple this season, but like Neville Arena, we're like, and also it's all general admission.
Yes.
Except like right behind the bench where there's some fancy seats, but every other seat in the arena is general admission. So
I might be in the jungle tonight. I don't know. I doubt it.
I mean, might as well take advantage of this. And if you're someone that doesn't get the opportunity to come see Auburn basketball a ton,
yeah,
come watch.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. I mean, Auburn basketball games are fun in general. I know, like, you could, you know, some people could be like, well, have you seen a record this season? Well, I mean, Auburn home
games. Could be a lot worse.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse, and Auburn home games are very fun to go to.
Hopefully everybody plays tonight. We'll see. We don't know what's going to happen.
We don't know what's going to happen there. There's been some rumors flying around, unconfirmed, about
some players.
Some players, two certain players. You can probably put two and two together there and figure out who we're talking about. But hopefully they decide to play tonight. If they don't, I get it. You know, you're trying to move on, specifically one guy, but who knows? We actually, when we were out and about trying to get to lunch, we saw, was it Tahad today?
We did see Tahad, yes.
Yeah, it looked like he was headed towards the direction of the arena. So
he has a very distinguished car.
Mercedes.
Can't miss it.
It's like a grapefruit.
It's purple. You can't miss it.
Yeah, it's like a beet. It literally looks like a beet with wheels on it.
You cannot miss
it. It's like a matte purple Mercedes. It's cool though. It's a cool, it's car, a good car. It's Tahani, cool if you're watching this, we love your car. We're not
hating on your car. No,
it's a. I wish I had your car.
I just like it's just easy to tell where you are. Yeah, who you are.
It's the hot.
You know whose car that is.
Yeah, it's Head Ben Hot, Road Hot, and
he's turning heads with that.
He's turning hots with that car.
Yeah.
But I don't have anything else. You got anything? I will say this. I do have one more thing. From what I've saw today, I am cautiously optimistic still, but I'm more confident in this coaching staff and this team than last year's team. I will say that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, with that being said,
World Baseball Classic tonight, tune in, yes, watch that.
Final, we could win it all tonight.
And then also,
so
the official tournament for March Madness starts tonight.
It does. First four games starting. I think we have two games.
Two games tonight, two games tomorrow.
So that's going to be fun to watch as well. It's a good sports week. It's March. It snowed yesterday. We got sports today. We got if you're a geek, we got Dune Part 3 trailer that's out today and Spider-Man tomorrow. So
before you know it, Masters is going to be here. I mean, what a run of World Cup this summer.
Oh, let's go.
I mean, my goodness, we just have a phenomenal run of sports. So.
Man.
A lot to look forward to.
What a time to be alive. But again, my name's Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. This has been the Barnes Social Hour. As always, War Damn Eagle. We'll see y'all next time.
Goodbye.